Saxophonist and composer Steve Coleman has been a major force in jazz since the 1980s, a nurturer of young musicians, and a composer whose diverse influences include serial procedures derived from modern European composers and the counterpunch rhythms of boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. Coleman's first album in several years with his band Five Elements has been released. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead likes it.
As a composer, Steve Coleman has been heavily influenced by James Brown's funk. You wouldn't mistake Coleman's band Five Elements for the JBs, but like the Godfather of Soul, he goes in for fast, jittery beats. On Coleman's new album, Harvesting Semblances and Affinities, Five Elements is powered by a rhythm duo who sync up in a few bands, bassist Thomas Morgan and drum phenom Tyshawn Sorey. Jen Hsu on vocals. Steve Coleman has always connected with singers. Coming up in the 1980s, he worked with the veteran Abby Lincoln and fellow newcomer Cassandra Wilson. Hsu's role is slippery here. She's not quite out front and not quite fully aligned with the sextet's three horns. Her main feature is the one non-original tune, Coleman's setting of a choral work by Danish composer Per Nurgard. He's an influence on Coleman's own arcane ways of developing material, like dipping into the so-called undertone series, which is basically the natural overtone series turned upside down. Don't ask me to explain it. If Steve Coleman's music sounds a little chilly sometimes, it's because he's more interested in compositional logics than setting a mood. That's okay. There's room for all kinds of approaches. That adapted choral music prompts us to see Coleman as a composer of contemporary art songs. His pieces often revolve around looping phrases or recurring patterns that overlap or seep into each other. It's the West African drum choir principle. Wheels within wheels can keep rolling indefinitely. Because Steve Coleman generates his own musical rules, he's had to school musicians in his organizing principles, and his band includes younger players open and smart enough to keep up with the concepts. His new album was actually recorded in 2006, and the musicians involved have already gone on to apply his lessons elsewhere. Drummer Tyshawn Sorey, trombonist Tim Albright, and the fine trumpeter Jonathan Finlayson all play in Steve Lehman's octet with its own complex procedures. Coleman has also influenced a host of younger saxophone players, so he doesn't just make music that's brainy and funky, he helps shape players who develop things still further on their own. That's really giving something back to the music.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Harvesting Semblances and Affinities, the new CD by Steve Coleman and Five Elements on the Pi label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, and Lauren Krenzel. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.